Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Tommy coming off a 4-1 week.
Yeah, buddy.
And we all know how this goes. If you follow his picks, now comes the massive collapse, which is making all Bills Mafia nervous about where he's going with this. Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
Our first pick?
Let's do it.
Over-under!
Is that your collar choking you?
Over-under.
Yeah, buddy.
225 yards passing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Tua has had a weird season so far. Opening weekend against the Colts, he looked awful. He did not break 115 yards passing.
Yeah.
Sunday, he was slinging it all over the yard. Still lost, but he threw for 300 yards, over 300 against the Patriots. And we know despite the issues that the Dolphins have, there are enough weapons on this team for them to potentially go off offensively.
Yeah.
In the last four games against the Bills, Tua has gone over 225 two times. And just so you know, the last time Tua played the Bills, he had one of the best games of his career, 25 of 28, 231, two touchdowns, no picks. And the Bills' defense is not healthy right now.
Yeah.
Ed Oliver, tonight, out.
Yeah.
Bills linebacker, Matt Milano, tonight, out. Bills nickel corner, Taron Johnson, tonight, limited snaps.
Oh, my God.
All of these.
Wait, they're all out?
Well, Johnson's going to play, but not.
Oh, my God.
Questionable.
No, Pat.
Do we get primetime Tua, or is this another rough night out for the Dolphins? Over under 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa.
All you've been talking about is this Bills defense can't do.
I didn't say can't do.
Oh, you've been saying it. Remember, no corners, Ed Oliver. They destroyed the Jets.
Yes.
The Jets.
Yes.
And they're going to do the same thing to the Dolphins.
Milano being out now affects.
Milano. You can't replace Milano.
No, you really can't.
You cannot replace Ed Oliver.
You can't replace
Milano.
You need
healthy corners, even though they keep winning with this strategy.
They've won two games, and one of them they had to do something that was never done in the history of the NFL.
And did they do it?
They did.
Oh, so they did do it.
You're going to do that every week.
They don't have to do it every week. Okay. They do it when it's necessary.
Over, under, 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa.
No, this kid is going to have – it's going to be a nightmare night for this kid.
The last,
I pray for him. Even though I don't pray.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are under.
I'm an unbeliever who's going to pray for this child.
225 yards passing for Tua.
This kid, it's going to be terrible.
Tommy's second pick.
Yeah.
You ready?
No, of course I'm ready.
Over under.
Look at these shoes.
35 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Mm.
Josh has used his legs in different ways the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Against Baltimore, it was short but effective touchdown runs.
Yeah.
Against the Jets, he took off running like that one time.
Well, he broke it off.
But he never really stopped, right? We all know what he can do, but we have a potential problem. Josh's nose right now is a hamburger.
Yeah, I'm sure it's getting better every day.
It looks like he is going to be wearing a visor tonight for the first time ever in an NFL game. Mm-hmm. And you have to wonder if, one, the Bills coaching staff is telling him to be cool and do not put yourself in harm's way, and two, if because of the pain, and again, as a man who's broken his nose multiple times, it is unbelievably painful if he himself will keep out of harm's way.
Yeah.
When you F up your nose, it Fs up everything else. Mm. And I know that 35 yards rushing does not sound like much for Josh Allen, but he's only gone over 35 once this season.
Yeah.
And last year against Miami, in two games,
he
combined for 9 rushing yards total.
Okay. So he likes to throw against the Dolphins.
Yes. He loves to throw against the Dolphins. Over under 35 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
You don't think Josh wants to put a little show on for the people?
He could put it on with his arm, which he did last year because he played out of his mind and barely ran the ball. 9 yards combined.
He doesn't have to do that.
4.5 yards rushing a game.
I think he's going to have a little fun out
Bro,
there.
Bro, listen to what I just
told
you.
He might run backwards a little bit.
Why do you not listen?
They don't want him to run backwards.
It might protect his nose. They smoked the Dolphins that opening week, the opening game they played him.
Yeah.
And he rushed for less than 7 yards.
I understand.
He does not have to run to have a great game.
I understand he did. He didn't need to run against the Jets.
Okay.
But he ran.
Well, he did on that one to get the first
Yeah. If he sees an opportunity, he's going to take it. So you can't tell me if he sees an opening where he can run and he has nobody open, you saying he's not going to run?
With the last two games last year and a broken nose, I would argue he's going to stand out.
I say 36 yards, definitely. So yeah, he's going to. What was it, the over? 35?
35.
Yeah.
Take the over on that all day.
Okay.
The kid's an animal.
Yes, I know. And he's got a broken
nose. And he's a
nose.
Wounded animal. What do they say about wounded animals, buddy?
What's that?
Buy their cereal.
What, you're getting?
Tony the Tiger, number one cereal.
Frosted Flakes and Tony the Tiger's got a bullet wound in his shoulder.
How do you think they took him down?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
So Tommy tells it like it is, Thursday edition here on CMF, trying to repeat his 4-1 week from last week. He is under 225 yards passing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 35 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Your third pick.
Yeah, buddy.
Over under. 1/2 a sack for Bills defensive end, Joey Bosa.
Oh.
Bills fans seem to like what he's bringing to the table, Kimmy.
Mr. Hollywood got after it.
Okay. He's been making splash plays every week
as
he is getting used to playing in this defense. He has been stopping plays in the backfield. He forced 2 fumbles last week and got his first sack. Tua has had a hard time staying on his feet against the Bills.
So his head... Did he get sacked a lot in that first game against Indianapolis?
That I don't know.
Okay.
I do not know. But for whatever reason, McDermott seems to know how to get to Tua.
Yeah.
So with a better pass rush in theory than in years past,
oh, man.
This feels like a no-brainer.
This kid's going to be what a nightmare.
But a couple of things. Milano and Ed Oliver not being there will make it harder to rush the passer.
Oh, it's so tough.
And in 4 career games against the Dolphins, Joey Bosa only has 1/2 a sack total.
So he's due.
Or he's not good against Miami.
But is it the same Miami from those other games?
It goes back a decade. So probably the last...
For God's sake, some of those guys are in the grave.
The last 2 games would probably...
Cocaine overdose. Go ahead. 2 games what?
Nothing.
No, I give it enough.
Now you're going to make your pick. Over under, one half a sack for Joey Bosa.
Oh, California boy's coming for him.
I don't think he's from California.
Yeah, he is.
He played,
no,
in,
he played in
Los
Angeles. I thought he went to college there.
Well, but even it doesn't mean he's from there. I don't know.
I feel like he's a Midwest kid. He looks like a Midwest kid.
Bosa?
Bosa?
That's not like no
He's
Midwest.
Got a football family. I think they're all from Ohio.
This makes sense. He's from Florida.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, so he really knows the Dolphins.
Hollywood, Florida, Kiwi. That's where he's
well,
from.
Well, there is a Hollywood, Florida,
Fort Lauderdale,
so yes.
Lauderdale, Florida.
Great casino down there. Yeah, he's going to get to this kid.
He
this kid's
going to
get banged up tonight.
Tua?
Yeah.
You know, for the sake of his, like, humanity, I hope that doesn't. Like, I don't hate Tua.
I don't either, but.
After what happened, like, I'm always gun-shy when we play the Dolphins, man. It always scares me because they do not protect him both on the field and off the field.
Right. So he's going to get his ass handed to him.
Okay.
I feel bad for that. I do feel bad for the kid. I do.
So to be clear, you are over one half a sack for Joey Bosa.
You're going to see a hell of a game tonight, buddy.
Okay. Well, with that being said,
yeah,
the point spread this week is brutal.
Yeah. Oh. And I was surprised it didn't move a little bit when we got the injury news.
It did.
It did?
So short week, two teams going in different directions. The line opened this week with the Bills favored by 12.5 points.
Oh, my. That's college.
Yeah. But it has moved in recent days to a much more reasonable 11.5 points.
I thought it was back to 12.5.
You want to look it up real quick? Because I saw 11.5 this morning. The Bills have not lost as double-digit favorites at home since 2022. However, in eight games, the last eight games, being favored by 10 or more, they've only covered the spread 4 times.
Oh. Okay.
Tommy?
Yeah, still 12.5.
All right, I'm going with 11.5 because I wrote it down.
Okay. As of 3 hours ago.
Okay. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 12 points or more?
So you're asking me if they win. Well, obviously with these picks, it seems I'm trending moving forward to them winning this game.
Do you think you sound smart when you add words to sentences?
Well, that's how you sound smart. You add words.
No, no.
People that are smart have a ton of words.
Okay.
What?
You forgot what you were saying, didn't you?
Of course they're going to win.
Okay, so they're going to win.
And then what's the other question?
Are they going to cover the 12 points?
Well,
11.5.
Of course they are.
Yeah, are they?
Well, that would make it something special out there.
What would it make it?
Make it a prime time Miami blowout, baby. Blow their asses out.
Okay.
Like, it's going to be so embarrassing. Dan Marino's going to be rolling over in his grave.
Dan Marino's alive.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's very much alive.
Oh, my apologies.
Okay. So just to recap.
Some people on that team are dead, right?
Just to recap. Tommy is under 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 35 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He is over one half a sack for Bills defensive end Joey Bosa. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 12 points.
What a show tonight.
And because of that, that means it is a break room blowout.
Yeah.
So, as we do every football Thursday or Friday, we will have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
Yeah.
Just after 9 o'clock in the recap. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Who's that?
Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy, not so fast, buddy. This game's going to be really lopsided and embarrassing today.
Okay.
And it's going to piss a lot of Miami fans off, what they're seeing out there. That's a proud franchise, right?
Sure.
Goes back.
Yeah.
Goes back to 72.
Yeah. No, that goes back past 72. That was their undefeated season.
But that was the peak of the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
It's never been repeated.
Never been repeated, Kimmy.
Has it?
It is not.
No. I mean, the Patriots got close.
Well, they actually did better because they only
No, but they didn't win the
games.
Super Bowl.
You're right. I'm just saying.
So to go undefeated and win the big prize, it's the 72 Dolphins. And I say those guys are going to be pissed at what this franchise is sunk to.
What a crap take.
They are going to hold a press conference. The remaining 72 Dolphins will hold a press conference demanding changes be made immediately to that team.
How many are even still alive?
Almost a lot of them.
When is this press conference happening?
Well, Bob Greasy's alive.
No, he's not.
Yeah, see, Bob Greasy's not dead.
Bob Greasy died.
Bob Greasy is not dead.
Bro, you know, and he died in the most ironic way possible.
What happened?
A Greasy fire. He was working the grill Bob Greasy's burgers.
What happened?
Which is weird because they also sell turkey burgers, so it's not even that greasy. It's very strange. None of it really makes sense.
72 Dolphins are going to make a statement.
Okay.
They're disgrace, but they've turned this franchise into. It was a gold standard team in the 70s, correct?
Yes.
Don Shula.
Sure. dead.
He was the Tom Landry of the South.
Where was what?
Of the Deep South.
Okay. Is it
Texas more west? 72 Dolphins are going to make a public statement. That
okay,
statement,
I got it. Yes, I got it. It's
and
it gonna,
heads will roll. The White House is going to get involved.
That actually
it's
might happen.
It's going to happen.
That might actually
happen. It may happen.
Okay.
People are complaining about your bonus pick before it's even over.
Bonus pick sucks!
Don't they always?
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.